Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 9th of December 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise some of the recent posts from the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the posts in full at www.europealacarte.co.uk. Kicking off on a festive note, Kimberly has written about Piazza Navona's Christmas market. Rome's Piazza Navona has to be one of the most beautiful squares in the world. Each December, continuing on through to the 6th of January, there's a Piazza Navona Christmas market. You can find carnival games and a carousel on the square, gifts for sale at the stalls, and lots of sugary treats. Kimberly issues a warning to parents that it's almost impossible to avoid the ubiquitous stand selling monster-sized cotton candy. On a more somber note, Inka relives recent German history in Berchtesgaden. During her 2-week stay in Munich in the summer, she visited one of the most important documentation centres about recent German history, the Obersalzberg in Berchtesgaden. A trip to Berchtesgaden is feasible as a Munich day trip, with the journey taking around 3 hours each way. The documentation is a permanent exhibition of the Institute of Contemporary History, Munich, Berlin, and to date the only permanent exhibition worldwide to cover all the essential aspects of the Nazi period in Germany. The halls are arranged around the house which Adolf Hitler purchased in 1933 and then converted into his holiday resort, Berghof. Of course, Obersalzberg contains the Führerbunker underneath the exhibition halls. Admission to the centre is €3, and you can either join a guided tour or walk around on your own. Marcus has given us 5 reasons why he loves the budget airline Ryanair. The Irish-based low-cost carrier is hated by many people, partly because of the abrasive antics of the chief executive officer, and also because their reputation for customer care is not great. However, here are Marcus's 5 reasons. I agree with quite a few of them. It's cheap. It's cheaper than taking a taxi in Stockholm. He reckons he can often find Ryanair flights to go away to another country for less than it costs for the taxi to the airport in Stockholm. Flying with Ryanair also means you become an expert packer. Seriously, the restrictions are so tight that you have to learn exactly how much you need. Ryanair have a 1-bag carry-on luggage that they're very strict about. You can't have a camera around your neck, a bag of shopping, a handbag. Everything has to fit in your 1 bag. Certain sizes to fit in the gauge, otherwise they'll slap you with great big fees. Ryanair has enabled Marcus to go places he never even had heard of before. Instead of going somewhere specific, he let Ryanair take him wherever the cheapest flight was. He's found Ryanair to be very punctual. He's never been late. Of course, every time you are on time, you can make fun of the horrible recording and that announces, "We're the most punctual airline, blah, blah, blah," but that's part of the fun. And finally, the people watching. Admit it, you like it too. And Ryanair's great for it. The elbows flying, the sprinting for the most sought-after seats. But do take her advice and at least avoid paying the £5 per person per flight admin fee by using a MasterCard prepaid debit card to pay for your Ryanair flights. John has written about 7 things to do on the Italian island of Sicily. Although Italy is a really popular holiday destination, Sicily can be overlooked. Amanda warns that unless you're a real sun lover, don't go to Sicily in high summer. It's too hot. Some of the best places to visit are Mount Etna, the tallest active volcano in Europe, the capital city of Palermo, where you may find a few mafia members. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to this and that you'll join us again soon.